Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning. It's Monday and it's January the 31st, 2022. God bless you. We made it through. I hope your weekends was prosperous. I pray that it was blessed with the Holy Ghost and filled with God's love. Amen, amen. Heavenly Father, before I get into this word of encouragement, continue to bless me and my family and you and yours, those that are listening or coming to listen. Hey, it's a blessing. Amen. Amen. Please remember that COVID has not gone anywhere. Still mask, still sanitize, and your social distancing as well. We just got going through the old monochrome virus. There is another virus over in the Dominican, overseas, and it's BA2. They're not talking about it much in the United States because it's over there right now, but there is another virus, and it is called the BA2 virus. Please, at all costs, protect yourself and social distancing, you know. I put my trust in God, and I'm going to continue to put my trust in God, because this too shall pass. Amen. Amen. The topic, the blood of the Lamb, coming from Exodus 12:13 from the Message Bible. When I see the blood, I will pass over you. That scripture is so reverent to us today. When I see the blood, I will pass over you. And when I say that, when the people back in biblical time, they put blood over the door sills. And when the death angel came through, it passed those houses and everything. So I'm just saying this scripture has a lot of reverence of today. The story of what God did on the night of Passover has stood the test of time. Parents still tell their children about the night God passed over the homes of the Israelites and spared the lives of their firstborn after seeing the blood on the doorpost. It's a compelling tale that points to an even greater one, the story of the king who gave his life on the doorpost of the cross so that God's vengeance would pass over you. You are forgiven. You are set free. The blood of Jesus is not just your ticket to heaven, but the very essence of everything you are as a believer. It's your victory when you feel like you're failing. It's your power when you feel weak. The blood of Jesus is the gateway from trouble of this life to the joys of the next. Amen. Have you accepted Jesus into your heart? Have you allowed him to cover your sins in the crimson flood? If not, then today is your day. Simply pray this prayer. Father, I come to you a sinner, completely stained. I accept your son, Jesus, as my Savior and accept his cleansing work on Calvary as a covering for my sins. Thank you for the blood of the Lamb, Lord. Amen. Amen. That is my word for Monday, the blood of the Lamb. Oh, the blood of Jesus, how I praise you for that sacrifice. Father, it has changed everything. Amen, amen. Have a wonderful, blessed Monday, a beginning of a new week. God bless you, and stay safe. For he is your Savior, so let the Holy Spirit keep you. Amen, amen. I'll see you Wednesday with another word of encouragement. God bless you.